The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogue of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. I mentioned over the weekend the beautiful story of Mother Teresa. How in 1982, when the AIDS epidemic was fresh in our consciousness, and we didn't quite understand this new disease. If you remember that time period, we were terrified. I was just a kid then, but I still remember just the confusion and the fear. And in 1982, Mother went to San Francisco and started that clinic there, a home for the dying patients of AIDS. Because if you remember, when you were afflicted with AIDS and you were dying from it, you were shunned by your family. And so many people died alone. Mother Teresa, seeing this need, said, "I will build a clinic so that those infected with AIDS can die in love." Well, what she did there in 1982, and that place is still open, by the way. You can go to San Francisco now. Just go down the freeway. It's less than an hour. And you can see the sisters still doing the same thing. She was continuing a mission which she had started when she began the Missionaries of Charity in Calcutta, India. Mother Teresa never forgot the first person she helped. When the Lord called her, she had no idea what she was doing. She just stepped out into the busy streets of that city, and she noticed, literally in a gutter, a man dying. She picked him up. She said she started flicking off the maggots from his wounds. That filthy was he. And the man looked up at her and said, "Why are you doing this?" Missionaries of Charity have been continuing and doing precisely here what is one of the foundational missions of the Catholic Church. And it is to go to the depths and the hunger and the pain of the human heart. That's our mission. We go to the darkest places as Christians. Which is why one of the greatest moments in any conversion's life, when somebody becomes a devout Christian and a follower of the Lord, it always begins with a recognition of this darkness in them, this helplessness. We see today in the gospel that the crowds get coming to Jesus and they're bringing all of their sick people to them. Why? Why are sick people always ripe for conversion? Because they're helpless. They recognize their weakness. And they recognize they need help. You see, it's hard to proclaim the gospel with somebody who says, "I'm fine. I don't need your dumb religion. I don't need to go to church or to pray. We know people like that. We were once like that. What separates all of you daily mass goers from people who don't come, who have an opportunity to? Well, I dare say at some point in our life we recognize, I need the Lord. And they came after him. And look at Jesus here. He says, I must go to the other towns and proclaim the good news. Why? Our Lord is trying to reach everyone. And he knows the darkness of their hearts and their need. Mother Teresa, and I'll leave you with this one last insight she had. She said the darkest places on earth were never the streets of Calcutta or the dark rooms of the clinic helping with AIDS patients or in some off third world country. She said they're materially poor, absolutely. They're materially wise, they're miserable. But she said the deepest poor she's ever encountered is here in the wealthy, affluent West. Because even though on the outside we have everything we need, okay, none of us are starving. But she says our poverty cannot be alleviated by giving bread. She says in the West our poverty is more spiritual. And that's harder to point to because on the outside we look amazing. Mother Teresa sees through that and says, but the heart is still poor. And that's where we need to go.